Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hi, this is Cheryl Nicholson, and hi, strategists. I love calling you a strategist because I'm sending you or you're listening to tips and strategies that hopefully will replace those bad habits. You've had several, just take one and put it in your life, replacing it with a bad habit. And, you know, just like a hammer, I can use a hammer all the time now because I've been using it for years and not smash my finger or break a nail, because the more I use it, the better I get at it. So remember that with these habits. Practice them both at work and in your personal life. And the more you use them, the better you'll get with them. So today, you know what we're going to talk about? Procrastination. You know I should probably start an exercise program, or I should fix that hole in the screen, or take the car in for an oil change. I know I'm not the only one that procrastinates. At least I don't think so. So I've talked to several psychologists and found out there's actually reasons why people procrastinate. And that's great. I'm going to talk to you about the four different reasons why you procrastinate. But wouldn't you want to know the cures so you can fix it? Absolutely. So after each reason, I'll share with you the cure. Okay, so you know how I love acronyms. It helps you visually remember a particular topic or a particular tip. So today we're going to use the acronym IDDM, items. Not ITEMS, but IDDMS. And we're going to use the items of procrastination. Ready? So the I is going to stand for something, the D as in David is going to stand for something, and the M is going to stand for something. So let's talk about the I's first. The I stands for it's got to be perfect. People come from all over the world and they tell me, oh, I'm going to write a book like you. I tell them, great. So then when I ask them, well, how far have you gotten? They sort of look like deer in headlights. They haven't even started because they're waiting for everything to be perfect. If you are an avid reader like myself, then you know there isn't a perfect book out there. Every book I've read either had misspelled words, bad grammar, a page number missing, a page printed upside down, and so on and so on. So perfection, there really is no such thing as perfection. So what is the cure? The cure is doing something is better than doing nothing at all. When I coach people who are interested in becoming speakers, they'll tell me they've been thinking about this for years. And I'm like, okay, so when are you going to go speak? And they're like, well, I need to get all my ducks in a row. I need to do research. I need to set up my office. And the answer is, no, you don't. You need to get out of that paralysis and take a baby step. The cure is doing something is better than doing nothing at all. So take a baby step. If you're writing a book, you certainly don't start on page one. You start where you have the passion and you start writing about that. If you have a goal to learn a language, or maybe you're procrastinating on cleaning out the garage, just do a baby step. Take 30 minutes to clean up one particular area. See what I'm talking about? Just take one little step. And here's what happens. Once you do one little step and you have a little success, guess what? It raises your level of confidence, and you want to take another step and another step and another step. And you have heard that saying many, many times. Success is not a destination. It's the journey. And that's absolutely right, because the more you take risks, the more you do little steps, the more confident you are to bite off something bigger that you can do. You know what? It works. So that's the I. Okay, great. Let's talk about the D now. The D stands for don't tell me. And that is something I fall into often and procrastinate on. You know why? Isn't it interesting that some people can ask you to do something and it sounds like a request? Well, out of the mouth of someone else, even if it's the same words, all of a sudden we hear it as a command or a demand. And what I have found is people don't like to be told what to do, whether they're 2 or 82. So how do you change in your mind that thinking of a command into a request? Well, this is simple, amazingly simple. All you have to do is change your ears and your words. That's what I love about the power of language. Okay, so here, I'll show you how it works. I want you to fill in the blank with something you should do. Ready? Fill in the blank. I should fill in the blank. I should fill in the blank. I should. Say it three times. Feeling guilty, feeling obligated. Now, all you have to do is change that word should to the word choose. And now say the sentence three times. I choose to. I choose to. I choose to. Feeling more empowered? That's the solution. I remember when I had bought a car and my husband told me, you should take the car in for an oil change. And I didn't hear that as a request. I heard that as a command or demand. So did I take the car in for an oil change? No, not until the light went on and I had to pull off to the side and almost burned up the engine. And that was my fault because I didn't change. It was my choice to take, instead of I should take the car in for an oil change, I should have rearranged the words, I choose to take the car in for an oil change, because everything in life is a choice. Instead of I should lose weight, I choose to lose weight. I should stop smoking. I choose to stop smoking. I should start an exercise program. I choose to start an exercise program. It's all your choice. Everything in life is your choice. You're in the driver's seat of the vehicle of life and you're in the steering wheel. So if you don't like where your life is going, simply change how you're driving. When you procrastinate on something because you feel like it's a command, all you have to do is change the word and make it your choice.
Hi, this is Tim Picciarello. Do you need a speaker or trainer who gets results for your business or organization? How about a trainer who delivers real usable content that contributes to your bottom line and does it in an engaging way? Do you need a keynote speaker who's very entertaining and funny, has an incredible story, and even adds a bit of magic to his presentation? Then you may want to consider me for your next conference, convention, or company training. I have a variety of topics to help your employees perform better for maximum productivity. Topics include sales and marketing, lead generation, personal development, and even a stress management program. And my keynote is high energy, has a very inspirational message, and is just plain fun. So for information, go to timpicciarello.com. That's TimPicciarillo.com. Or you can call me at area code 352-638-4284. 352-638-4284. I'm a busy speaker, so contact me now.
Okay, so we talked about the I standing for it's got to be perfect. We talked about the D for don't tell me. So now let's talk about the second D. The second D is dessert first. Now, I often procrastinate on things because they're just no fun. You know, I want dessert, not liver. And so returning phone calls to me sort of runs into that liver category. And I understand fully why I don't like it because of the time management research I know. For example, I don't know what you're doing on the other end of the line before I call. And if you are working on something and I interrupt you, it takes you 22 minutes to refocus at that same level after my call. So emailing is my preferred form of communication because you can pick it up and read it at your convenience. But what I've found is that I'm getting a bad reputation for not returning phone calls, and they began to stack up. People would say, well, we don't hear from you anymore. So I knew I was procrastinating and I had to follow my own advice on my cure. So you want the solution for that one? What do you procrastinate on because it's simply no fun? Got that item in your mind? All right, here's the solution. You do things in bite-sized pieces, and then you quickly reward yourself with dessert. So now I can take 10 phone calls and return them, and it only takes a few minutes because most of the time I'm going to get voicemail anyway, and now the ball is in their court, and they have to call me. All right, so it's off my list, and I can feel accomplished because I'm not procrastinating anymore. So what are you procrastinating on that could be broken down to a bite-sized piece and then go reward yourself. Now, you don't have to reward yourself with chocolate or a Coca-Cola. You could reward yourself by calling a good friend, for example, stopping and going to the break room and reading a magazine. For me, I'm blessed because I work in my home. So every day when I need to take a break, I simply go downstairs and out the door and I'm watching birds, bees, and butterflies in my backyard and my garden. That is a great break for me, and I really feel like that's a reward. When I travel, it's really difficult to get back into the routine of things, and so I may procrastinate on even the emails that are stacked up waiting for me to get on top of. And so one of the things that I'll do when I first come home from business trip is, again, go outside. Maybe I'm hanging in the hammock, maybe I'm wiggling my toes in the grass, but I'm doing something small to reward myself, not eating a bowl of ice cream, even though I would love to have a bowl of ice cream, but something to reward myself before I get back into the business of business. Gotcha? All right. So let's talk about the final letter in that acronym, item, and it's the M. And the M stands for maybe it'll go away. What? Maybe it will go away. I know some of you are procrastinating, hoping that I don't want to do this project. Maybe somebody else will pick it up. Maybe they weren't really serious when they put it on my desk. And the reality, it's not going to go away. That thing you're procrastinating on, I want you to picture that as a big, fat, ugly toad sitting on your desk. So you work all day long, hoping that if you ignore it, somebody else is going to pick up that ugly toad and deal with it. The reality, it's not their job. They're not going to pick it up. So you don't want to get a reputation of being an ostrich, burying your head and ignoring the situation. That ugly toad's going to be sitting on your desk or on your things to do list tomorrow. I remember going to a seminar and learning how to organize your day by A1, A2, B1, B3. In other words, you organized the night before you went into work on how you were going to manage your day. But the reality was everybody else has parts of your day. Crisis happen in departments, things change, and so you lose control. And the thing that you really don't want to work on, guess what? You'll work around that all day long, and there it is at the bottom of your things to do list. So what do you do in planning your next day? Well, of course, you put it on the top of your list, and there it is, that big, fat, ugly toad on your desk waiting to greet you in the morning, right? You work all the way around that all day long. Boom, there it is at the end of the day. What do? You kick that frog over to the next day. And there it is, first thing in the morning, greeting you. So how are you going to cure this procrastination issue? Here it goes. Eat that toad first thing in the morning. What's going to happen is the rest of your day is going to be great because you knew the thing you don't like to do, the thing you don't want to do, the thing you've procrastinated on, you've done it. So you've got success and you feel accomplished and energized for the rest of the day. It really does work. So what do you procrastinate on, and which of those tips are you going to put into practice? Now, go do it. See you. Or hear you, or listen to the next session. Hey, hi there. I wanted to give you a PS. Just before I leave, I wanted to remind you that you can register for more life tips on the professional side of your life at my website, Cheryl.com. And on that site are some additional books that will help you. Thanks again for listening, and I really appreciate your great reviews. Bye for now.